The one and the only. The one and the only. One half of Schlereth and Evans, our number one rated morning show here on The Fan, and he just happens to be a good buddy of ours, and you know, sometimes brothers fight, Mike, and here we are. You are saying that three first-round picks, which Jeremy Fowler put out there yesterday after polling anonymous pro personnel people, it was unanimous that acquiring Deshaun Watson in a trade would take three first-round picks. But you're not willing to do that, despite what we've looked at here for the past 5 years. Go ahead and explain yourself, Mike.
Well, I just, at some point, you have to measure the compensation, the package that you're going to have to give up for the player involved. And, yeah, I like Deshaun Watson. I think he's a really good player. But, you know, that's a lot to give up for a guy that I'm not sure is a transformation player. I mean, it's funny to me how so many people are casually just throwing it out there that, oh, yeah, if Deshaun Watson was here, the Broncos are 5 wins better. He won 4 games last year. and I know what you're thinking. You'll say, well, the Texans are a mess. They're chaotic. They're dysfunctional. And the Broncos are? What? Exactly.
Mike, he threw for 4,800 yards. 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions last year. I know they won 4 games, but those are pretty good numbers.
You know who threw for 4,300 yards and 35 touchdowns?
Kirk Cousins.
You want to give up three number ones for Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
No, but Kirk Cousins.
But, Mike, what do your eyes tell you? Like, where do you think Deshaun Watson ranks in, you know, the league's quarterbacks? Seriously.
I think he's a top 10 quarterback.
Okay. So you think he's a top 10 quarterback. Three number one picks, or three first-round picks for a top 10 quarterback, when the Broncos have started more quarterbacks since 2015 than any team in the National Football League. I'm not sure the Texans would have won a football game this past year if it wasn't for Deshaun Watson. And I'm being dead serious about that. And I think that to reduce him down to his overall record, which he's just 3 games above 500 after this year, while using Peyton Manning as an example, when Peyton after 3 years was just 4 games over 500, I think it's a bigger conversation than that.
All right, so you're asking me not to go by numbers. You're asking me to go by eye test. So you want to say that your eye test tells you that Deshaun Watson is on the same career trajectory path as Peyton Manning?
No. I brought up Peyton because you used him as an example of what a franchise quarterback was morning.
Okay.
When Peyton after 3 years was 4 games above 500, and Deshaun after 3 years is 3 games above 500. But the eye test at the time told you the same. And I'm not telling you that Deshaun Watson is going to be Peyton Manning. That would be very silly of me. But my eyes are telling me, like, Joel Klatt jumped on your a program. And I love the way that he uses this analogy. It's like it's a confetti test. Can you close your eyes and reasonably forecast that this guy could win a Super Bowl? Does Deshaun Watson do that for you?
Yeah, he does.
So you're saying a guy that you think could win
a Super Bowl, who's a
top 10 pick, and you're the guy who says the draft is the ultimate crapshoot, wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and I say also that I know Russell Wilson passes the confetti test. I can see the confetti coming down on Dak Prescott. So what's your point? I mean, I can see.
But we don't have one of those guys, Mike. We need a quarterback.
We were 5 minutes away last year from seeing the confetti on Jimmy Garoppolo. So I think what I'm sensing here, there is a level of desperation when it comes to the Broncos and their quarterback situation being exhibited by fans and by guys like you that is really kind of frightening.
Mike, shouldn't there be? I mean, look where we've been.
But you're making it sound, you guys and everyone out there is making it sound like if we can't land Deshaun Watson, there goes our only opportunity.
No, that's not true.
Sure it is.
That's not true. That's not true at all. Who has said that? Who has said that? All I'm saying is if you have the opportunity to get a guy like Deshaun Watson, now your quarterback position is set, hopefully barring an injury, for the next 10 years. And you don't have to worry about trying to find a quarterback. Where has this organization been when it comes to the quarterback since post-Peyton Manning? They have had more quarterbacks in starting than I think any other organization.
Right.
So you want to just – what's your plan at quarterback? What is going to be your plan at quarterback for the next 5 years?
Well, actually, look,
what do you want to do?
Can we get past this first year? I mean, I love how you good snark, by the way, said that my plan at quarterback is Andy Dalton. No, my plan is to give Drew Locke one more opportunity to see if he can improve.
Where are you laying the money? Are you backing it? You like that decision? Or are you saying he's not going to be the guy? Are you with him or against him?
Right now, I would say he's trending no. But you know what? After two years, I would have said no on Baker Mayfield. After 2 years, I would have said no on Josh Allen. There are plenty of quarterbacks who, after a couple of years,
Did you see Baker Mayfield's rookie year?
What's that?
Baker Mayfield played pretty well his rookie year.
And then he completely regressed his second year.
Yeah, and his head coach was Freddie Boom Boom Kitchens. You would regress too.
So let me see if I get this straight. So all quarterbacks are created equal. All quarterbacks are created equal. They just succeed or fail based on the coach they have.
No.
It was a disaster Mike.
That's what Stokes just said.
No, I'm just telling you what his situation is. Second, he played really good his rookie year, Mike. So you saw that. There was a lot there.
And Drew Locke in his rookie year played very well in a short sample size. And then he regressed.
It was a small sample size.
Hey, Stoke, I know how you feel about – you're not a Shermer fan, are you?
No, and we got Shermer part two.
How about we get him a different coach and see what he can do?
We can't do that, Mike. We're not getting a different coach.
So we're just going to throw him aside just because we can't get him a new coach?
Well, you have to have another plan. I don't think you can put all your eggs in that basket and just say at the end of the year, oh, well, there we go again. Now what do we do? So now you're back at square one. And then what are you going to do? What are you going to do the following offseason if it's not Drew Locke?
But here's what's funny about this. You're saying give up three number ones for Deshaun Watson with the idea that those number ones aren't really that important if you can get that quarterback, right? But then you're also trusting this front office to be able to go out and build the kind of team necessary to win and put around Watson. But you're not trusting that same front office to be able to use three first-round picks to perhaps go out and find the next Deshaun Watson. And make no mistake, there will be another Deshaun Watson. That's why I don't understand.
But you got to find him, Mike. That's the hard part, Mike. You know, yes, there's going to be good quarterbacks coming out, but tell me which one that guy is going to be, you know. And then, you know, you got to select him, and then things have to go your way when you have a guy that you already know is a really good quarterback. And is a difference maker, and that's Deshaun Watson. He's a known commodity.
You're convinced he is an absolute difference maker that you can take away for basically the next 3 years your ability to bring in high-profile, high-impact players, and you're going to have to rely on the uncertainty. The deeper you go into the draft, the more it becomes even more of a crapshoot, round 2, 3, 4. You're going to count on that?
Yes, because my guy's a difference maker, and Deshaun Watson is a difference maker.
And he's a known. He's a known.
And I don't have to worry about trying to go into the draft saying, okay, where are we going to take a quarterback at? We're going to have to give up our first-round pick from next year and this year to move up to try to get a quarterback that we don't even know is going to work out. He might be the next Paxton
Lynch. So you have no faith in George Payton being able to find a quarterback?
I don't have any faith in anybody to find a quarterback. That's how hard it is. It's a crapshoot, Mike.
And they couldn't find one in Minnesota. They've tried seven different ways. And you used the Minnesota example, Kirk Cousins, on what not to do. So even, to Stokes' point, there's no guarantees at all. They haven't gotten it right in Minnesota any more than, you know, fill in the blank with the next team.
Let me ask both of you guys, how far would you be willing to go? Obviously, you wouldn't blink an eye at three first-rounders. How far would you be willing to go?
Well, I'm not going to give up 10 first rounders. Three sounds good.
Oh, but you wouldn't go more than three? Wait a minute. You just said everything you said, and you wouldn't go four first rounders?
Maybe.
All right. Would you go five?
There's a line in the sand, Mike. I got you. You're not going to give away seven, eight first rounders.
Okay, but I asked you for a number. So where would you say enough's enough? That's too rich for my blood.
I haven't thought about it.
I'd say
well,
for
think
me.
Think about it. I'm giving you a chance. Think about it right now.
I'd say for me, once you get to the number five, I'd probably be out. But I think I might still be in the conversation at four. I think it's important.
I'm with you on there, Zach. You know, you'd have to sit back and really think about it. And hopefully, you know, hopefully with Deshaun Watson, you know, he's going to get the best out of KJ Hamler. He's going to get the best out of Cortland Sutton. He's going to get the best out of Noah Fant, right? That's what he brings to the table. And hopefully you're not picking inside the top 10. Hopefully those draft picks are, you know, you're a playoff football team and you're picking in the 20s.
See, I guess I'm wondering, why are you even balking at the idea of five or six? If you're telling me that it's that important, if you're telling me,
okay, just say 30, Mike. I mean, what? At some point, you got to say no.
I'm trying to pin you down because
I just said what Zach said. I'll stop at five. Okay, four.
Okay.
Yes,
you'll
and then
for five
there
first
you
round
go.
Picks.
Four
okay,
first round. First I said round four. Pick. I said four. Okay.
So four. So you're.
And
gonna,
I don't know if I'll go five or not.
So in your mind, there's no way you can go past Bradley Chubb, Noah Fant, Garrett Bowles, Sylvester Williams, any one of these failed first-round picks over the last several years, you're not willing to go more than four of them.
Well, the difference is the guys that would be coming in with those draft picks, we don't know who they are yet. We know who Deshaun Watson is. That's what makes it unique. And we're breaking late, but this is the
Mike,
last.
One more question. I got to
hurry up.
What is your plan at quarterback, Mike? You want Drew Lock and only Drew Lock this year?
Nope. I want Drew Lock and I want competition. I want Drew Lock to have a chance to. I just said. Come on, guys, pay attention. I said bring in somebody that you are going to give a chance to compete for the job. If he beats out Drew Lock, then too bad, Drew Lock. But at least there's some competition. That's why I talk about a guy like Andy Dalton. All it costs you is maybe $7 to $10 million. You do it, okay? And if Lock doesn't work out, then draft if you want. Because you know what? Every year there's a good quarterback. This year it was Justin Herbert. Year before that it was
Every year there's 100 bad quarterbacks, and there's 100 bad quarterbacks for every good quarterback.
Guys, here's the problem you're running into then. If you are so going to just throw up your hands and say there's no chance that George Payton can come in here and find a quarterback, why then I should have any faith in this guy being able to build the next great Broncos team? I don't know why I should. If you're just throwing up your hands and saying there's no chance of finding a quarterback, when – hindsight tells us, history tells us, there's going to be a Deshaun Watson in next year's draft, the draft after that, the draft after that. It's just the way it is.
Thanks, Mike. Got to go.
Mike,
thank you.
Mike, fascinating conversation. It'll continue tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Schlereth and Evans, great stuff. Man, woo! We have a lot to react to with that conversation.